People who compete in marathons may seem to have tons of willpower, but one longtime competitor says the greatest test of willpower comes when you have to give up the competition you love. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
If you've managed to finish 47 marathons in your life, as retired Navy Captain Howard Studley has, it goes without saying that running is a passion and a big part of your identity. That is, until it becomes part of your past, memorialized with photos and a commemorative medal or two. Studley has displayed his alongside his flight pilot accolades.
Yeah, I love me wall.
The love you all.
The love you all.
Bragging about all your accomplishments in life.
Well, some of them, yeah. Yeah, that was Boston 79.
The year he finished the Boston Marathon in 3 hours and 12 minutes. Studley says he didn't have any special talent as a runner. Running was more of a habit he couldn't break. In the 1979 photo, he's running with a good friend.
This is me right here. Did 47 marathons, 105 triathlons, and many, many other races. I used to be a pretty dedicated runner till my knees gave out.
Howard Studley is 73 now, and he says as much as he loved it, he probably should have stopped long-distance running sooner. But he says as an active-duty military pilot, his running shoes were his easy companion.
I ran in the snow in Adak, Alaska, and the ice in Iceland, and the heat in Spain, and took no days off.
Sports medicine doc and orthopedic surgeon Dan Peerless says many of his patients sound a lot like Studley.
I think sometimes people who are exercise fanatics or who do a lot of running, they become, quote unquote, the runner. That's their identity, and it's very difficult if somebody has to give that up.
They can't imagine any other satisfying way to stay fit. Peerless says he empathizes, especially now as he himself, a long-distance runner, is nursing a serious ankle injury. As we talk, he has one leg elevated in a walker on wheels. It's not what he expected at 47.
It's very hard. And people say, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And you really have to adapt. You have to look at the long range. And it's a matter of transition.
Which can be tough because with the transition comes the acceptance that you may have to alter your expectations and acknowledge your limits.
Myself, I just had this operation about a month ago. And so it is difficult. And you really do have to force yourself into a routine.
And that takes willpower. Peerless says his new routine, once he recovers, will likely include more swimming and biking, which aren't hard on the joints. He says with his patients, a big part of getting them over the hump is to help them design new exercise routines.
In fact, I'll sit with people and I will make it part of the visit to establish a habit. When can we squeeze it in?
Those who are successful in establishing new habits, Peerless says, tend to view their workouts as appointments that can't be broken, something that most runners already have a leg up on. Over the decades, Howard Studley says he's always tried to keep his appointments.
As I've gotten older, I tend to wake up real early. I woke up 3:30 this morning. But the first thing I did was about 40 minutes of exercise. And so I do that every day. I don't miss a day.
His routine is definitely not as rigorous as it once was. And Studley says sometimes in his sleep, he still dreams that he's running.
You got to play the cards you're dealt. So if you can't run, then you walk. I walk almost every day.
But lately, as he prepares for neck surgery, he's focused on gentle stretching and some resistance work with a band. Surgeon Dan Peerless says people like Studley are doing the right things. He says what's telling about long-distance running is when you look at marathon entry forms, the ages of competitors are very predictable.
There's a ton of folks in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and all of a sudden in the 50s, it precipitously drops. 60s, almost nobody. And there's a reason.
The long-distance pounding, he says, takes its toll. And scaling it back when you're used to pushing the limits, or even making a habit out of a new kind of exercise, can be tough tests of willpower as well. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.